Bowl prep's been going really nicely. Seen some really good things from the team. I'm excited about the matchup. It's nice to be able to watch all the film on Colorado, and they have tons of talent. And that's in all three phases. I don't think their defense gets enough credit for what they've done this year, but I think a lot of the credit goes to the offense, obviously for the Heisman Trophy winner and Shadur and the rest of the group. But we're excited. It's a complete team. We're excited. That's why they're ranked, and we're excited about the game, the matchup. What questions do you guys have for me? Yeah, it was a difficult matchup, but we're going to have to be at our best in a lot of different ways, and they do some unique things, and I think the goal is to try to stop everybody, but I don't know if you can do that with all the weapons they have, so we're just going to have a complete game from all three phases and put it all together. But I like the matchup. I think just from the matchup itself, we're seeing the players really step up and their focus. I mean, it's razor sharp right now. They want to be at their best too, and I anticipate I think we'll perform well. We'll see if it's good enough to beat them.
They're kind of one-sided offensively, really high passing. Their rushing numbers pale in comparison. Does that change anything preparation-wise?
Well, I mean, everybody says it's one-sided if you look at the stats, but they're able to throw short. I think the short throws are extension of the run game, especially with a guy that's as accurate as Shadur is. And so I think that's what they do, to spread the ball out. But they share the ball with so many different personalities on the field, so hard to go against all of them, but it's going to test you a little bit in the coverage, especially for what Jay and what we like to do with defense. But I think we'll see how we actually go through with the strategy on preparing for them. But I think we have some ideas. We're putting some things together, and we've been given some extra time to try a bunch of different stuff even in practice against our offense, and so we'll see if it all comes together and works for us in the game.
You're 4-2 in bowl games. When you were with Kyle, you were really successful. What's the formula? What's the secret to bowl game success?
Well, I think it's just you have to be deliberate about everything that you do. So we have to have a plan for guys that are young, that are redshirting, but that have an opportunity to play in this game. You have to have a plan for those that are down the line that are getting some valuable reps. So we have to make time for that in practice. And then you just have to have everybody just appreciate the role that they're in. So I think we have a good group of young men that love where they're at, love the progress that they're making. And then we have to just kind of separate practices and how we want to see it, from the guys that are going to play in the game to the young guys that are going to be all have an opportunity, to also the guys that are down the line that need to develop. We need to give them more reps, and that's we're able to do all those three things.
What's Darius Lassiter's status? Is he going to play, and two, will he have to sit out the first half?
Yeah, he's going to play, but he'll have to sit out the first half. For the unsportsmanlike in the last game and getting kicked out. So that's just part of the consequences, you know, and you can't get involved in that kind of stuff. It's not a fight. It's a game. So, it's unfortunate, but he'll have 30 minutes to make up for the rest of it. So, he's practicing. We're working on him getting better. He's got some next level potential, so we'll just keep working with him. But we're limited in that game.
How difficult has it been to balance this whole transfer portal opening with preparing for a bowl game?
Yeah, it's just what college football is at now. So I think we can – I know that I've heard a lot of complaints from different coaches and things like that, and they're very valid. But they're all talking for themselves. I think for me, it's just the game. I mean, that's – the guys are allowed to go into the portal. You have to try to retain your roster. That's difficult to do. But I want guys that want to play here too, you know. So I don't think we have to do much enticing for them. And the recruiting part – it's just speak for itself, but we want guys that want to be part of this family, want to represent this university and the uniqueness that it brings to the football field and them and the platform that they will have. So it doesn't fit everyone, but it fits the right guys, and we can put together a good team when we do it that way.
What do you see as your transfer portal needs going into this next season?
Well, as a staff, we're always looking for depth and always looking for it's hard to go with the one-and-dones, to be honest with you, but, we just want guys to compete, so it's hard to do the the guys come in and give them a spot. They all have to come in and earn the spot and do it the right way. That's a competition, and do it in the field. So we just want to see if they're a good fit for our program, and if they can add to our culture, and if they can thrive in our culture, and they're able to do all those things and then possibly compete for a starting spot, then those are kind of the criteria that we look at. But there's guys that I think would really fit off the field that maybe are still have some development to do. We'll still look at those guys. But I think – The the bulk of the recruiting has got to be in our high school recruiting still and developing those young guys. We're just not going to be able to develop as many as possible as we did before because the roster being limited to 105 at the end of spring.
We've talked the last little while about going into the Big 12 and the getting fat bump, and you guys mm-hmm. have talked about how you've seen that. Now that you're in year two and have had this season that you've had, have you even seen that bump increase a little bit in terms of the interest from outside into the program?
Yeah, I think the interest has always been there. So there's the intrigue and everybody being involved. Now that we're in the Big 12, a lot of people have looked us up. So we definitely are getting hit up from a lot of different people from all across the country that probably never really looked into BYU. Now they are, and starting to find that this school fits a lot of people that are wanting this type of life, this lifestyle, and being part of the BYU student life. So it's all working out.
Anything keeping you up at night as far as worrying about the bowl game?
Yeah, shopping stuff and all that, and losing weight. I'm planning to gain, hopefully another 7.5 pounds before I try to lose weight in January. All the same stuff that we're all. I'm no different than you, Jay. We're all the same. I'm looking forward to gaining some weight next week, too, though.
I'm trying to lose.
We're all trying to lose, but let's just be real. Everybody gain as much weight as you can. In January, we try to lose it. So that's, we're all, and then we just recycle it every year.
On the subject of kind of the young players, like mm-hmm. bowl practices are often used as like a kind of a mini fall camp or later fall camp. Is there a point where you transition from a lot of the developmental work into more bowl prep, or do you just kind of intermix it?
We mixed it all together. The week that we didn't know our opponent, we kind of just focused a lot on the young guys and then developing them and then also doing the fundamentals with our veterans. But I think the key for us was just everybody being everybody progressing. We in these last practices, we've had to mix it all together. So we want them to develop and want to take advantage of the extra reps and extra practices. But the game is really the number one priority for us.
I'm writing a piece on Darius. How valuable has his time here been these last 2 years?
Oh, he's been awesome. Just to have him, I mean, you could be around him and you see how his positivity and how infectious his smile is. He has a tendency to want to celebrate quite a bit, and so that kind of filters out to the whole team. And I think he's just been a great leader for us. There's a reason why he was voted as one of our co-captains, and the team respects him. And so he's done some really good things on a positive side and extends to the defense and special teams too, not just limited to offense. So he's been amazing for us.
Is Chase coming back?
I don't know. You should ask Chase. He's over here somewhere.
Yeah.
I'd take all the guys back if they have another year of eligibility.